Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And right now, I'm just don't care. How about that? It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one show. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. Got a couple running from numbers. Get it? Got a couple running from numbers. Try and figure that one out. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. We also have life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. Why not? Why?
I need about 350.
Because we don't have 350.
How about just 250?
I'll give him a dollar. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Excellent, excellent question. Unfortunately for you, there will be no answer. Review of the Goosey news. Goosey, it's like nursery rhymes. Instead of Goofy, it's Goosey. Anyway, is this the beginning of the show or the end of the career? The review of the Goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. We're answering life's questions about life's questions. And at the moment, it's not a daily double. It's this as the life question. Here it is. Ready? Why would an all-knowing, all-loving, and all-powerful God waste his time reaching out to a rebellious Jewish drug-dealing rascal and share divine love and redemption from sin through the work of Jesus Christ and show him exceedingly kindness, grace, mercy, and compassion and touch him by the Holy Spirit for 35 years? And the answer to the first question we're answering ever on the show is, who cares? All that matters is that's what he did for me. Praise the Lord. Also, we have Bible trivia for cool and yet somehow crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
What a great clip that is. Oh yeah, we're doing that living life as a Christian thingy. Your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. We got none of that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming by. We're right back. And don't forget, I'm special.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Joey, there's an E. coli truck pulling up next door.
Nah, not to worry, doll. That's for the neighbors. These people haven't called nobody. We're the stealth termites. They don't got a clue we're here.
Actually, we do have ways of finding you, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E. coli. Termites don't always make themselves known. During the summer heat, they like to lay low, but breed a lot. But here at E. coli, our expert, experienced inspectors know what to look for in your attic and foundation. If we find termites, we can use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E. coli heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments to get rid of them. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, that E. coli man is walking over here, too.
Wow, that ain't fair. Pack up, doll.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, and mother-approved, 877-332-BUGS.
Don't miss Audio Adrenaline, Friday evening, November 8th, 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside.
Little hands, shoeless feet, lonely eyes looking back at me.
Audio Adrenaline, live, along with Barry's special guest, Stellar Cart.
Someone loves you, even when you don't think so.
It's the Kings and Queens Tour in their only San Diego appearance. Friday evening, November 8th, that's 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside, 3715 Oceanic Way, just north of Oceanside Boulevard. Get your tickets at calvaryoceanside.org. For information and special group rates, call 760-754-1234.
When he moves, you got to move, you know you got to move.
Cardio Adrenaline and Stellar Cart. Friday, November 8th, 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel Oceanside. CalvaryOceanside.org.
As we head into the holiday season, there is a lot going on at Monte Vista Village.
Kevin, great to be with you. You know, the holidays are almost upon us, and our residents have already been busy. They've just completed a rummage sale to raise the money for our 7th annual military party we have in December, and they're still busy making hats for all those 240 children who will attend. November, we have Master Chang coming to discuss the benefits of Tai Chi, and of course, we have a Thanksgiving luncheon. And December is chock full with choirs coming in, Christmas lights to view, and various parties to enjoy. Kevin, I hate knowing that a lot of seniors will be by themselves during the holidays, so I invite them to come to our home for the holidays and spend the month of December with us. I've been talking about our lower rate opportunity, and this is a great time to take advantage. Please don't stay home by yourself. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331 and see what your life could be like.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 for Monte Vista Village. License number 374-600-564.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Zero Res Carpet Cleaning and our good friend Brian Holland. Hey, here's the thing about Zero Res. Besides the fact they use scientifically proven empowered water, besides the fact that it's completely safe for the pets and the kids and the allergy sufferers. Okay, besides that. Besides it makes your carpet soft, smells good. Besides that. Besides the techs are prompt, polite, and professional. Okay, yeah, I got it. Here's the big thing. I used them. They were terrific. They were so good, the station used them. What do you want to know? I mean, we love Zero Res. Come on. 858-486-4100. 858-486-4100. By the way, I'm sitting in a chair they cleaned. So if I, like, dropped popcorn on it, I could pull the popcorn off. I got the 5 second rule. I could pull it off there. It would work. It would be fine. 858-486-4100. $129 for the three rooms. They only got that for a couple more days. For the three rooms, you get the 30-day you gotta love it guarantee. Just go to zeroressandiego.com and you can get more information that way. You call them directly. And one of the things you get to recognize is this is not the wet and jet group. This is a real group, real solid company, stands behind their work, gives you a guarantee for 30 days. 30. Not 20. Not 15. Not 10. Not hike. 30. Got it? Okay. All right. What shall I tell you about today? Most of you don't know all the things that are going on today, and this is some interesting material. Just in case you didn't know, I'm going to tell you what the big deal is about today. Besides being today being the National Candy Corn Day, besides that, and besides it being the world's ugliest pickup parade truck day, which apparently I drove behind the world's ugliest pickup truck on the way to work today. Besides all that, and besides the radio broadcast of War of the Worlds, which took place in 1938 on this day, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? I don't want you to lose it here, but I want to tell you right now what today is. Today, October 30th, 2013, it's my party, and I'll cry if I want to. It's 35 years of me being a Christian. On this day, in about 4 hours, maybe 5 hours, 35 years ago in Phoenix, Arizona, the Lord reached down and said, "Hey, dummy, look up here. Look up here. Look up here." And that's what I did. And it's been 35 years. I'm still just a young little baby in the Lord. Much to grow and much to learn. Thank you very much, RoboPaul. That was very good. Just in case you were wondering, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, just this first segment, because I did want to talk about a couple of things. But I just want to warn you right now that if I took any couple of years and put them together and just shared with you some of the things the Lord has done in my own personal life in my own personal life, there's a lot of people out there that would probably freak out. That's what
freak
I would
out.
Say. Okay, sorry. Okay. And then the next clip, because that's
like,
not...
what kind of hell is that? Pride wrong?
What can you do? That's 35 years of Christianity right there. There it is. I just summed it up. Hey, play that again. This is what I say. Ready? This is after 35
freak
years.
Out.
Okay, sorry.
It's like, what kind of hell is that? Pride wrong?
What can you do? There you go. That best sums up 35 years. We can move on to the next segment. We won't, but I just wanted everybody to know that. That's why, I've told people a lot. When I talk to people, I have a fortunate – I've been blessed in a certain context where I've done all these different jobs, maybe 50 different things that I've done in careers. And then I've been involved in all these different denominations and all these different elements of Christianity. And I understand that every group thinks they're it. I just think it's funny because every time you think you're it, that's the sure sign you're not it. But it's one of those things that if I share with you some of the great things that happened to me, I don't want you to kind of lose it. I don't want you to spit your cookies out while you're driving down the road, or I don't want you to fall off the couch while you're listening to the show. That's why, in spite of some people's limited theologies, to be able to see they have limited divine activity because they limit God because of their limited belief, my life, for me as a Christian, is a celebration of divine love, grace, mercy, and wonders, which is why I love hearing what God has done or is doing in other people's lives. To me, that's part of the best part of the show, is hearing what God is doing in somebody else's life. But I wanted to take this time to talk about it because it's 35 years, and for me, it's been 35 years of a journey. I was not born and raised a Christian. I did not understand the denominational context. And then when I became a Christian, and my brother became a Christian before me, he became a Christian about 3 weeks earlier. And then two other guys that we both knew from Detroit, all four Jewish guys from Detroit, Arizona, all living in Phoenix, Arizona, all became Christians within 30 days of each other. We became the Four Musketeers, and we traveled all throughout Arizona to all the different churches. At first, they thought we were nuts because we would just go to every church anywhere. We didn't dress up, though, so I guess for some churches that didn't work out that great, but we didn't know. Nobody told us. We didn't have the first church of the Jewish dudes from Detroit. There was no one of those. So we just went to every church because we thought every church was God's church, right? Doesn't that make sense? Like, every church belongs to the Lord if it's genuinely...
I'm not even Jewish, but I would go to that church.
I would probably I'd consider starting it. So then you've got all that going on. To give you an idea how we were, I just want to give you a flavor. Once we made the decision, making that decision meant turning our attention away from finances, because my dad was pretty loaded, and my dad was worth about $10 million when I was 15, okay, or 14. So he was loaded, and this is many, many moons ago. So it gives you an idea what kind of family I grew up in. When we made that decision, we knew, and I knew, I would be excommunicated from the Jewish part of things. Immediately, my family stopped talking to me, the whole extended family. I haven't talked to over 500 family members in over 34 and a half years. Zero contact, because they think I'm dead because I believe in Jesus. Wait, they really think I'm dead because I believe the Old Testament is true. Uh-oh. Don't do that as a Jewish person. Don't believe that's true. And to give you an idea of the flavor of how our Christianity was, Billy, Bruce, Larry, and I would go out, and this is 34 years ago, on Van Buren in Phoenix, Arizona. For anybody who's listening and knows anything about Phoenix, Arizona, 30-plus years ago, Van Buren is where all the prostitutes were. Okay, that's where all the prostitutes, a lot of drug dealing. And we would walk down the middle of Van Buren, the four of us, and we would be propositioned, and we would tell the girls, hey, we'll give you whatever amount of money is that you're supposed to bring in, just if you'll give us a chance to share Jesus. While that was going on, there would be the people that represented them. It rhymes with wimp. But starts with a P. And then those people would be driving by, and they would brandish their guns, and they would yell several different things, which turns out to be what the third tongue is overall, that I guess most people don't know about. And then they would threaten to kill us, and we would go, Jesus loves you, buddy! You know, because that's how we were. Why? Because for us, the most important thing in the world was the gospel of Jesus Christ. More important than family, more important than anything, more important than our own lives was the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, that was 35 years ago, and I've had a lot of ebbs. What is it? Ebbs and flows? Ups and downs? Ins and outs? No, ins and outs is the burger. I've had a lot of bouncy, because I'm sure all you guys who are listening, you've never had bouncy, bouncy in your Christianity. It's all just been one smooth line. And for some of you, that's a flat line. Nothing happening. Anyway, so for us, the decision for faith was a decision that was not just life-altering, life-changing, but changed the direction of everything we would do and every decision we would make for the next so many years. In this case, it's been 35. I would not trade one of those losses for one answered prayer, one moment in the kingdom, not one time. The best decision I ever made in my life was to be sold out for the Lord to the point where I gave up everything, and nobody, and I mean nobody, is more important to me than the Lord. And nobody is how that works. And I've lost tons of stuff. I've lost millions of dollars. I was rejected and even at times dejected. And you know what? Just having a close relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, just having communion with God on a daily basis, just knowing where I'm going and not even have to worry about that has been worth every ounce of every piece of pain I have ever experienced. So if you're a Christian out there and you're wondering every once in a while, gosh, is the whole thing worth it? Yes, it is worth it. The 35 years I've gone through have been so wonderful, so miraculous, so awe-inspiring, so full of grace, so full of mercy, so full of kindness. Not one thing can be compared to it. Because the kingdom of God is the greatest of all things. And while everybody gets all, you know, be in the bonnet about the country and about this and about the government and about the Republicans and Democrats and blah, 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 blah. When 1,000 years from now, none of that will matter. But you know what will matter? This relationship that the Lord has allowed me to establish with him. That's what will still matter in 1,000 years. Not the car bill. Not the utility bill. Jesus. That's what will still matter. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I might lighten it up, or I might not. I haven't decided. We'll see then.
Oh, and I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Where pretty girls are, well, you know that I'm around.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Hi, folks, this is Alan Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief, their team of attorneys and enrolled agents, will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Stewardship Academy is a community service to help KPRZ listeners with their finances.
Attend Finances and You, a free workshop at Sunrise Community Church.
KPRZ proudly welcomes five-star wealth manager Jonathan Doring from Thrivent Financial as your guest speaker.
Learn how the 2013 tax law changes affects your income, your estate planning, and your investments.
Discover alternatives for your low-yielding savings.
Learn about multi-generational IRA and charitable planning.
And tax-advantage investment strategies.
Attend this free workshop
at Sunrise Community Church in Santee.
Saturday at 10:30 a.m.
The workshop is free, but please pre-register by calling Ruth at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227.
The Stewardship Academy, helping you be wise with your money so you can live a generous life. Call 858-455-5227 for more information.
If you suffer from osteoarthritis and knee, shoulder, or back pain, or the debilitating pain of peripheral neuropathy in your feet and legs, then we highly recommend you see the board-certified medical doctors at MedCare Specialty Clinic in Carlsbad. Their doctors and licensed physical therapists specialize in treating pain. Peripheral neuropathy is a medical condition that should be treated by medical doctors only, and you won't believe how welcome you'll feel when you go to see them. The staff at MedCare Specialty Clinic is committed to doing all they can to make you feel welcome and like part of their family while reducing your pain levels, thus allowing you to regain your mobility and the freedom that comes with it. They accept most major insurance plans, including Medicare. So don't be fooled by fancy ads from non-medical doctors promising pain solutions that rarely work. Instead, see the board-certified medical doctors and staff at MedCare Specialty Clinics at 1201 Carlsbad Village Drive in Carlsbad. Call 760-585-9658 to schedule a free assessment today. 760-585-9568.
Football season is finally here, but that doesn't mean you need to bring the mud and dirt from the backyard inside to your carpets. Clean out the dust and dirt from the gridiron left behind with a deep clean for your carpet. Call Zero Res and get the clean your home deserves. After all, your carpets work hard 365 days a year. Think of Zero Res carpet cleaning as a much-needed off day for your carpet. You know of the benefits of alkaline water for your health. Now you can learn how Zero Res, with their patented system, uses powerful alkaline water to make your carpet, tile, and upholstery healthy. Too. You deserve a clean and healthy home and friendly professional staff. That's why everyone says use Zero Res. For the month of October, you can get three rooms pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized for only $129. Call 858-486-4100, 858-486-4100 for the October special, or on the web at ZeroResSanDiego.com. And commercial customers get free quotes. That's 858-486-4100. Call Zero Res today.
Experience the tranquility of La Casa del Zorro Resort in Borrego Springs. You'll love the sun-drenched days, star-filled nights on 42 acres with 5 pools, fine food, tennis, fitness, hiking, and golf nearby. Weekday deluxe rooms from $149 and weekends from $199. LaCasaDelZorro.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Shout out to the wife. Thank you for getting that thing done for me. Am I allowed to use the radio show to do messages to my wife? That way I don't have to text in the middle of the show. This segment brought to you by E. Cola Termite and Pest Control and our very own friend, Sue Freeze, also known as the Termite Lady. Dun, 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 dun. Sue's own child suffered from chemicals in the house. And when she got involved, she was like, nope. And when you meet Sue, first of all, she's a ball of energy. Ooh, man, she don't slow down. Second, she is completely committed to helping people keep the biggest investment they'll ever make well taken care of. The E. Cola uses microwave, electro gun, and patented E. Cola heat. Gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. And the deal for them, first of all, you call 1-800-332-BUGS. That's 1-800-332-BUGS. Or you can go to E. Cola Termite. .com, E-C-O-L-A termite.com. The deal is because they're on their 30-year anniversary. Now, I will say, as this being my birthday, Christian birthday, my Christian born-again day, that's 5 years shy of my entire Christian walk. That is amazing. That is amazing, I will say. $100 off any termite work, $50 off any initial pest control. That's what they're offering people. $100 off termite, $50 off pest control. You call 800-332-BUGS. And don't forget that Sue, by the way, our very own Sue Freeze, has her own show Saturdays at 4 p.m. right here on KPRZ, inspirational show that you would enjoy very much. So again, we say congratulations, by the way, 30 years to Sue Freeze and to E. Cola Termite and Pest Control. Okay? Very good, very good. I want to bring up a couple of things. By the way, Robo Producer, I hope all is going well for you, because we got to talk about some serious materials.
Uh-oh, hopefully it's not in the realm of Obamacare, because I'm just fed up.
You fed up?
I'm fed up.
Are you fed up?
I'm fed up.
Okay.
By the way, I'm fed up.
Are you fed up?
No.
Okay, I'm checking. I'll get to that later then.
Good.
I'm giving you a break. I got so many other better stories. We're going to start this one off. This is going to be amazing. This is going to be amazing. First of all, I want everybody to know there's an ongoing battle with Hobby Lobby. If you want to go to CNS News in regards to this story, Obama administration is arguing that they can force Christians to act against their faith. It's like, what? You want to bet? Oh, no, we can force you, or we'll throw money at you, or take money away from you. Take it. I mean, real persecution, people, is when they start beating you and sawing you in half, okay? Really, it's the thing in prayer at school, the thing about the prayer at school, it was the beginning. But now we're past the beginning. The anti-Christian government persecution is growing, and under this administration, it has grown more than it has in the last ever in the United States. It's getting out of hand. You can't even act like a Christian because you're a Christian because you want to be a Christian. You can't even use that. It's all about business. It's all under the guise. Now, let me explain to you how this works. It's all under the guise of some self-imposed human righteousness, which is the exact same way. Listen to this. That Judas responded when the jar of perfume was broken and placed on Jesus's feet, right? Listen to this. His head and his feet. Remember this? Or it was placed on his head and then she was wiping her tears with her hair. Remember that whole thing? And Judas goes, hey, that money could have been sold and given to the poor. What a noble thought, Judas. That's a noble thought, Judas. We should have taken that really good thing and sold it and given it to the poor. And Jesus goes, what a crock. First of all, you only have me for a little time. Second of all, you're the poor you'll always have with you. Hence, always have with you. Nice try on the eradication part. Number three, Jesus knew that Judas really was the keeper of the money bag. And he just wanted to sell the perfume instead of having it poured on Jesus so he can have more access to the money bag that he was already stealing from. So every time they say to you, oh, no, it's all about really good health care. It's all about everybody being equal and happy, whatever. Just say whatever, Judas, because that's a lie. You see, here's the thing. In the pretense of being spiritually righteous and religious, everybody should have this and do it this way. And so they opposed Jesus being perfumed, prepared for his death. The most important, literally, transaction that would ever take place between God and man. And they were upset that the expensive perfume wasn't sold and, quote-unquote, given to the poor so that they can draft out some money for themselves. It's like, that's such a lie. That's not what was really going on. That's ridiculous. And so it's just one of those weird things that people need to get a hold on. You know when they tell you the majority of people are like, no, it's the majority of people. It's the majority of people. Do you know that 42% of the people support Barack Obama? 42% of the people support the Tea Party? It's not the majority of people. What they tell you on the news is a lie. You got to cut through the baloney. All right? The reason that Judas wanted that expensive perfume sold was that he could get some of the money, as opposed to having it poured on our Lord Jesus Christ, who was sacrificing himself for our death. In the name of nobleness, they were thinking of the poor. What a lie. So when they come to you and they say, oh, this is all for everybody's good. Hey, here's a real good response for all the people that are having abortions or want to have all the different things because they say they can't afford it. Here's my response to the women who are having such sex in such large amounts that they can't afford to have any child birth control or anything like that. Here's my response. Stop having sex out of wedlock. How about that? How about you knock off being so loose? How about you work at a little bit more about having some discretion? You know, does the word judgment mean anything to you? Evaluation, ability to discern? I mean, is it really? Is sex that rampant where we have that many women that they're so loose that we need to give contraceptives to every person that comes out of the womb? It's ridiculous. Don't buy that stuff. Don't believe that stuff. Pray the other way in that stuff. You should be praying to the Lord that the righteousness will fall upon the leadership and holiness will grab a hold of even just some so that we don't have to put up with this ridiculousness. Hey, Judas, guess what? The perfume goes on Jesus. Get over it. We know you want to steal the money, but it isn't going to work that way. That's what we should be telling people. It's like, man. I'll tell you, Christians, they should never be violent. But man, this marshmallow stuff, this got to end. You know, I remember I told my family, no, I believe in Jesus, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And I told the rest of my family, and you're going to go to the first Jewish church of hell if you don't repent and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's about when they kicked me out right there. It's like, hey, truth is truth. Don't get mad at me. What about all the people that never hear? Hey, guess who doesn't that doesn't apply to? You. You just heard the gospel. You let God worry about the people who don't hear. You take care of yourself. Right there. How about that?
Ooh.
Ooh, Dave's on a soapbox. I'm on a roll today. This could be tough. This could be bad. I got to go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ. Don't get me started. I could really get rolling. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the fact that the next United Nations target is international hemorrhoids.
When the snow comes to cover the ground, well, it's a time for playing. It's a whipping day. I'll wait for it to hold you around. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
He recycles everything, even his steely looks. His dive partner is a great white, and he recycles his oil and oil filter together. The Green Guy reminds you, recycling your oil and oil filter together is easy with hundreds of free local drop-off locations from the County of San Diego Recycling.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
If you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. Hi, friends. Marty Schneider, the retirement professor here. You know, after 33 years of advising clients, I finally found a way to educate my listeners about retirement planning issues without you having to leave your house or office. It's my brand new on-demand retirement planning seminar that you can view anytime, any day. If you're concerned about making the right decisions with your long-term planning, please take 14 minutes to view this educational powerhouse. There's a downloadable workbook to help you retain the information that you're going to learn, and you can even pass this along to friends or family members. Simply visit the new website, theretirementprofessorpresents.com. Again, theretirementprofessorpresents.com. I am the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. You can call me at 800-727-PLAN for your consultation, or simply visit the on-demand workshop, theretirementprofessorpresents.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905. That's 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905.
Alim is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village, As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who will be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no! She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now. Please. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Or go to KPRZ.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway. Excalibur Roofing, 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications. I still got to ask him about that. I got to figure out what that means, because, I mean, he's licensed and bonded in all these different elements. I don't even get it. The testimonials, people just like you. Here's the thing about Excalibur Roofing. Eric and his crew have so much experience. So much experience. So many good testimonials. You saw it just rained. If you have any roof questions at all, these are the people you want to talk to. Period. What they do is they don't approach everybody in that cookie-cutter manner. They do something unique for each person. They do new roof construction. They do old roof replacements. They do repairs. They do free estimates. You know what the best part about the free estimates are, which I didn't tell anybody? They're free. Okay. So then you can call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can also go to excaliberroofing.com. Listen, with those rains that just hit, if you have a roof and you're responsible for it and you have any questions, call them. 760-743-8803. You will not be disappointed. Okay. Well, let's see. I started off doing a small little soapbox on me being 35 years a Christian. That's right. I know my Christian birthday, born again birthday. That's right. That's that important. It's a birthday. Remember?
Now I feel bad because I don't.
Well, you have to pick a day, and that's the day
you celebrate. I can tell you how many years ago it was.
Well, here's what you do. Just like Christmas, right? It's like, oh, it's December 24th, December 25th. Hey, you know what? Pick a day, celebrate it, and don't worry about it. Oh, God doesn't like that. Oh, well, let me get this straight. You picked a day you want to celebrate the birth of Christ, and God's real mad about it.
Yeah, right.
That makes sense. Gosh. We got to have two books. Legalism or licentiousness. So it's like, what? It's like, come on, man. Not to the left or right. Okay, here's the big thing. The next UN target. Ready? You ready for this story? You'll like this story. This is a good one. The next UN target. International hemorrhoids. Just wait. Hold on. What? What did he say? Wait. Oh, I said that wrong. Okay, they're not going after international hemorrhoids. Okay, look at, I was wrong about that, Robo. They're going after asteroids, not hemorrhoids. Oh, I was wrong about that. It says next UN target, asteroids. Oh, I thought it was international hemorrhoids. I didn't understand that. I must have misunderstood that completely, because I would never say asteroids if they meant hemorrhoids, or hemorrhoids if they meant asteroids. I blew that one. So I guess the next target is shooting rocks in vast spaces. Wait a second. I'm sensing similarities. I don't know what it is. There. Let me get this straight. Hold on. I just want to make sure I understand this. In vastness of space where nobody can really see clearly because it's dark, they're shooting rocks. Asteroids, hemorrhoids, same thing to me. It's all the same. I don't know. It's not the same. Okay. I don't know. All I know is it's not the game. Apparently, the UN is they're not doing the game. They're doing something. They're shooting something in space. Because you know what? It's global climate change, and the way to solve that is to shoot things that are so far away, nobody will ever know if you've done anything, ever.
Maybe they're just trying to beat their own personal high score, David.
You know what I'm thinking? I can take my finger and point it to the sky and act like it's a gun and go like this and just say, there, I shot a laser into the sky and I just blew up an asteroid.
That's impressive.
That's right. Tell me I'm not multi-talented. Ha!
Jeffrey, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
There you go. Isn't that what United Nations stands for, those guys? I thought that's what that was. What is our time for? I don't even know where we're at. Is this a show? What is this?
It's not a show. This is a radio theater of the mind, and you still have 5 minutes.
Well, for 5 minutes, I better do a DDD because, you know, then you can script a little while I'm doing that. That'd probably be easier because if I don't do a DDD, somebody's going to get upset somewhere. I don't know. Ooh, but somebody somewhere. All right, folks, this will be Numbers chapter 15, verse 37 through 39. This is not meant to be a legalistic teaching, so if you take it that way, take a deep breath, look up to the sky, and go, there's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Numbers chapter 15, verse 37 through 39 say the following. The Lord also spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the sons of Israel and tell them that they shall make for themselves tassels on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, and that they shall put on the tassel of each corner a cord of blue. And it shall be a tassel for you to look at and to remember all the commandments of the Lord, so as to do them and not follow after your own heart or your own eyes. Yowza! First and foremost, let me say that there are many people that preach that you should follow after your own heart. And that should be your purpose in life. Let me explain to you the difference between that saying and finding your divine purpose. When you search inside yourself for what the Lord has placed inside of you to do, you're looking for a partnership with God where He is the lead and you are the follower. And you're looking for what He and you can do together. When you're looking just to follow after your own heart, just the way that sounds, you become the Lord. Not you do it in prayer, you do it in communion, you do it in pursuit of God, you try and evaluate, you counsel, you pray, you seek. When it says in Scripture, after your own heart, it's just you doing you, me doing me, whatever we want to do, la-di-da-di-da. Que sera, sera. The bottom line to this is simple, and we'll kind of go through this real simply. They were asked to wear tassels on their clothing to remember. The tassels, the purpose of the tassel was to bring remembrance to the mind. A remembrance of what, Dave? It shall be a tassel for you to look at and remember all the commandments of the Lord. Now, the summation of commandments took place in the New Testament. And for those that don't get it, I cannot help you, that all of those 10 commandments were summarized into two. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. The first three commandments have to do with our relationship with God. The fourth commandment has to do with our relationship to ourselves. After all, it is the day of rest for a person to rest. And then the last six have to do with all of the commandments that deal with other people. So the first three go to God, one goes to you, six bottom go to others, thus making the 10. So it's 3, 1, and 6, just in case you haven't figured that out. They were summarized in the two that Jesus gave. And of all those 639 commandments in the Old Testament, the only things that God wants you to focus on in the New Testament, Old Testament being a covenant for nationalistic commitment, New Testament being a covenant for individualistic commitment. If you haven't figured that out, it was an entirely different covenant for a nation in the old. It's an entirely new covenant. If you haven't figured that out, listen to Jesus or read the book of Hebrews. Just try it. It's really good. It really works. Anyway, it's a new covenant built on better promises, built on a new hope, and it's individualistic. And what the Lord wants you to do is take all that stuff and mature to the point where you can understand this is about a relationship with God. In fact, Galatians chapter 3, verse 24 says, the law was given us to tutor us to an understanding and a connection to Jesus and justification by faith. Can't escape it. You can try all you want. You can't. But then the Lord says this, tassels to remember, the commandments, his words, his truth, the priority that he communicates to us. And then he says, not our hearts or our eyes. Ow. What do you mean not our hearts or our eyes?
Well, if it feels good, do it.
That's the problem right there. If it feels good, do it. It feels good to stick my pencil sharpener in my eye. Yeah, it feels good. Do it. That's stupid. It's not our hearts or our eyes. It's not how we feel or what our limited scope of understanding perceives. That's not how God wants us to walk. He wants us to walk by the priority of his word, the truth of his word, the strengthening of his word, and not by how we feel. Oh, if it feels good, do it. Or by the perception we have in our brilliant scope of point of view. Instead, he wants us to follow based on his word, not on our feelings. And our momentary feelings change from situation to situation. We've talked about this before. But if you eat 500 tacos, 300 Mountain Dews, 200 churro sticks, and a burrito, you don't feel the love of God. You might feel gas, but you don't feel the love of God. And the bottom line is this. The love of God that you're not feeling doesn't cease to exist because the truth, the commandments, and the word of God teach us so. And remember Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is more deceitful than all else. It is desperately sick. Who can understand it? You don't want to live by your feelings alone because many times your feelings are deceptive. In fact, you want to use Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. That's what we want to use. So God tells him, use these tassels so you can remember the commandments, which are the priority, my word, not the way you're feeling about something and not the way you perceive something. And in regards to perception, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will direct your paths. Our perception is terrible. In fact, I had a friend of mine mention something about he was going through a financial trial and just an issue. And he felt like the Lord really showed him this passage about when Jesus fed the 5,000, the only miracle in all five Gospels besides the death, burial, and resurrection. And in that thing, Jesus said to the crowds all around him, people that were hungry, that were about to starve, Jesus said, sit down. And he felt like the Lord was trying to teach him. Sometimes the Lord tells you and I, sit down. Sit down. You don't do this. I'll do this. You sit there. Let me take care of this. We just need to have faith that God cares that much about us to do it. Okay? Does that make sense? All right. So we're going to wind down from there because I've exhausted this DDD. I've beat this DDD down. This DDD, by the way, is called priorities. The priority, remember the word of God. Don't go by, if it feels good, do it. Go by the word of God, okay? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I guess we'll look at some news.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
As a listener,
You know that Ecola Termite and Pest Control is successful because they're so effective. Well, if you're looking for a successful career, Ecola wants to talk to you. They have an opening for a technician. You need a good driving record, a valid driver's license, and a good attitude. This is a full-time career with benefits. They provide the training. You bring the dedication. Be a part of the Ecola family. Log on to the Ecola website, termitelady.com, or call 858-488-2847. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Apply online at the Ecola website, termitelady.com, or call 858-488-2847. That's 858-488-2847.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud. We are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-599-0500. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-599-0500. That's 800-599-0500.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scantabodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon 14, helium, argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Keep in mind, we've got our podcasts that are up there. We either got them at thejewishchristian.com. I think they're also at davidspoon.com, and then they're also at kprz.com. Which
punch the keys, for God's sake!
Okay. Was that the wrong one?
No, because if they punch the keys, for God's sake, they'll get to your website, which will get them to the podcast.
That was much better than I thought it was then.
See?
That was much better. And just there for my 35th birthday as a Christian. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, did you hear it's my 35th birthday as being a Christian?
David, isn't it today your 35th birthday for being a Christian?
It is. It is. And people out there going, what, are you milking it? You betcha. You betcha. Let me tell you something. Of course I'm milking it. That's what I said. By the way, if you want to reach the show, I should probably tell you how to do that. Get in your car. Oh, no, no, no. So we're going to back it up. Just send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. If you want to send an email saying, wow, you seemed awfully feisty on your 35th anniversary as being a Christian, my answer would be, yep. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Or if you really don't like Facebook, don't go to Facebook. Don't type the David Spoon Experience in. Don't like it. Just don't use Facebook. You don't have to. It's not a requirement. And just because people friend something or like something doesn't mean that they're your friend or they like you. Okay? I'm just saying, it's one of those things, you know, oh, I like this, if this is great. So if they put something out there that says Jesus loves you and you don't like it, are you then the Antichrist? I mean, come on. You guys got to watch that stuff. Also on Twitter, follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because, my handle. Oh, that was a good one right there. I'll say that. Thank you very much. A couple things we want to cover, but not a lot. I don't want to cover a lot, but there are a few things I do want to cover that I haven't told you yet because I'm trying to hold off on talking about the Obamacare scenario. I will tell you this, that Charlie Rose, you know who Charlie Rose is? It's not the Rose of Texas, by the way.
Dang it.
Charlie Rose, when every once in a while, I guess he hosts CBS This Morning. This is what he actually said to former Vice President Dick Cheney. You ready for what he said? And then the rebuttal. This is the best ever stuff right here. Charlie Rose said to Dick Cheney, would you have seen Iraq differently if you had more oxygen to your brain? To your brain. Do we have that one sound clip? I just want to see if we have that one Nas sound clip because I want to make sure. But this is what Charlie Rose said. Would you have seen Iraq differently if you had more oxygen to your brain?
I only had a brain.
To which Dick Cheney replied to Charlie Rose, would it be any different if you had a brain? See what happened there? See what happened there? Charlie Rose said, would you have seen Iraq differently if you had more oxygen to your brain? To which Dick Cheney replied, would it be different if you had a brain?
I only had a brain.
Don't get mad at me. So I just report him as I see him. You know, keep in mind, I use that line as I see him. Just for everybody to know, in case you didn't know, which is important to know, the last four years, the most popular girl's name, this came out from 2008, 2009, 2010, and 11. What do you think the most popular girl's name is for 2008? What do you think? Most people might guess, I don't know, Lucy, Dot.
I'm going to actually guess Michelle.
It's a good guess, but 2008 is Emma, and many people believe that's because of the hit show Friends.
I was going off of Michelle Obama.
I understand. I'll watch this one. 2009 and 2010 are the same. 2011, 2012. What do you think it is in 2009? And that was the best guess you can make.
I'm going to stick with Michelle.
Isabella.
Why?
I don't know. Emma comes in second in every one. In the last 6 years, Emma comes in second all the time. And the most popular name in 2012, this is, you're never going to believe this. Famous actress, Italian actress, of older school, just settled 39-year case with the IRS.
Don't know who it is.
Sophia Loren. Yeah. Sophia Loren. How about that? Didn't know that, did you? See?
See, when you listen to the David Spoon Experience, you learn something new every
it's
day.
It's full of useless information. It's awesome. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, come back.
Smart.
They're taking a break or coming back? I haven't decided yet which is which. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
About the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.